I'm going to be reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16 and verse 17. Know you not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. God has always wanted to dwell with his people, and in the last days he is dwelling not only with his people, but he desires to dwell in his people. But God will not dwell in an unclean temple. He will not live in a duplex. The only way that God will live in your heart is that it is truly clean. So I ask today, what is the quality of your commitment to Christ? You may have been accepted into membership by the church. You may be approved by your friends and entrusted with responsible office. But what is the value of these things if your commitment to Christ is such that he is not willing to commit himself to you? The value of your commitment to Christ will only be the measure of his commitment to you. Jesus Christ is the truth, and is all things that pertaineth unto life and godliness. He is the truth about true commitment. He was committed to the Father for all that which the Father was committed to the Son. We know also the Savior's commitment to his Father was such that the Father was completely committed to him. It's much easier to confront a person with his sins than it is to confront him with his sin. Sin is an attitude which affects a person's relationship to God. It has to do with what man is, whereas sins have to do with what a man does. We can feel heroic, quite virtuous, in accepting the blame for our sins and confessing them. For this reason, a man can admit and be sorry for what he has done, without admitting that what he has done is the results of what he is. On this basis, a person may be called upon 100 times to face the issues of what he has done, without once being confronted with the greater issue of what he is. There is great comfort to be found in confession, bringing freedom from fear and relief from a bad conscience, but this does not eliminate a person's need for basic change. This kind of confession falls hopelessly short of real repentance, void of any spiritual content, which serves only to satisfy his guilty conscience. There are many who have confessed their sins, but Jesus is neither accepted as Savior nor honored and obeyed as Lord. Yet the church will rubber stamp their approval upon them. All that glitters is not gold. And in the light of all of the things that's going on in the world today, it may well be profitable to us to make a sober reevaluation of the standards of commitment that are prevalent today and that passes muster for Christian dedication. It was just such a situation that the Lord had entered in at the festival of the Passover. He had just received a great reception as he entered into Jerusalem. They sang, "Hosanna to the Son of David." They cried, "Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." No doubt the disciples were excited about this. They were delighted that their master should receive such a tremendous ovation. There were some among them who had their misgivings. If only he could be prevailed upon not to say the wrong thing. If only they could persuade him to just this once not to do anything that would spoil it all. But he did it again. It seems that he always did the wrong thing or said the wrong thing. He never seems to understand what was in his best interests. Amidst all of this popular acclaim, Jesus went straight to the temple. He was a troublemaker. He dared to cleanse the temple. Jesus did not come to be accepted, nor was he looking for a job in their religious order. He came to cleanse the temple. He had come to cleanse the temples of men's hearts. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.